Afternoon, everybody. We hope everyone's doing great. We are continuing in our studies of Amira Lenachri, and as promised last week, we are going to discuss this week the very interesting topic of Amira La Amira, right? What happens if I don't tell a non-Jew to do something, but I tell a non-Jew to tell another non-Jew to do something? Now, while we will discuss the halacha conceptually, we are going to focus mostly on one very practical shaila of this discussion, which is sending mail on Shabbos. Now, I'm sorry, before Shabbos. Now, that is explicit in the Shulchan Aruch, that it is permissible when there is a fixed sum of money paid for it to send mail on Erev Shabbos for a variety of reasons. But what about the following case? What happens when you overnight it or you send it express mail and you know that for sure with 100% certainty because the mail is going to guarantee it that it will arrive on Shabbos, which means that without a doubt, Malacha is going to be performed by a non-Jew on your behalf on Shabbos. Is that a violation of what we've been discussing up until this point of Amira Lenachri? So that is the halachic shaila that we are discussing today. That is where we hope to end up. And to get us there, I'm going to share my screen right now. And we're going to begin with a discussion that took place between the Chavos Ya'ir and Rav Gershon Ashkenazi, who is the author of the Avodas HaGershuni. And here we go, that the question is posed in the following. May one request a non-Jew to request of another non-Jew to perform a melacha on his behalf? After all, I am not requesting the non-Jew to perform the melacha. I'm simply requesting that he request someone else to perform the melacha on my behalf. So this was the question that was posed. The Chavos Ya'ir posed it. He brings the conversation in his tshuvas, but he poses the shaila. He poses the shaila in the following way. He says, "Ma she'in kain im omer lagoy umitzuva lo la omer lagoy acher." Right, I command a goy and ask him to ask another goy. Lasos malacha filu deraisa. Says the Chavos Ya'ir, "Manli malan da aser." Who says that it should be prohibited? V'chol shekeinim malacha shvus. Certainly, if all we're talking about here is a derabanan, diyesh lomer debichiyai gavna vaday lo gazer rabanan afilu shelo b'makom mitzvah. Right? Why would the rabanan have been gozer on a case of amira la amira? That is the presumption of the Chavos Ya'ir, Rav Ya'ir Bachrach, writing in the 17th century. Now he sent his question to, as I said, Rav Gershon Ashkenazi, and asked him for his thoughts on the issue. Rav Ashkenazi's response is included in the Chavos Ya'ir's tshuva, where he says here, "V'al davar masha badak lachmar im aser lomar lanachri sheyomer lanachri acher lasos lamalach b'Shabbos." Right? Can I ask a non-Jew to ask another non-Jew to do malacha for me on Shabbos? Umito kosle kisvo nikar shedaito noto lahaker. And from your question, I already understood that your netia, that you are drawn to saying that it is a leniency. He says, "Olianis daiti shu aiser gamur." He says, "I think that it is completely aser." What is his proof? His proof is one of our first shirim, which was, why is Amir Lenachri prohibited? So if you say that it's prohibited because of shlichus, right, then there's no reasonable distinction between if I ask Junior to do something, or if I ask Junior to ask Kevin, who's our other custodian, to do something. Either way, at the end of the day, Kevin is my shaliach. He is operating on my behalf. Now, what is his proof? His proof is a Gemara that we saw very early on, where the Gemara says, "Lo yischor poalei b'Shabbos," that you're not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos. That's an iser derabanan. "V'lo yomar adam l'chaveiro liskor lo poalim," nor can you ask your friends to hire workers on Shabbos. And the Gemara said, "Pshita, mali hu, mali chaveiro." Right? We did this like 8 weeks ago. Right? The Gemara says, obvious. If I can't do it, so certainly I can't ask Rabbi Brand to do it. That seems an obvious statement. So Amar Papa, chaveiro nachri. No, the chiddush over there was that I'm also not allowed to ask a nachri, a non-Jew, to perform that malacha for me on Shabbos, namely hiring worker. Says the Rav Gershon Ashkenazi, "Memela nishma she'asr lomer lenachri she'yomer lenachri acher." Right, if that's what we're talking about, that I can't even ask a nachri to rent another nachri for me on Shabbos, then for sure it's usher. I'm not allowed to ask one nachri to do, ask another nachri, lasos lo malacha, to do malacha for me, right? He says this seems to be a an ironclad raya that amira la amira. In other words, me asking a non-Jew to ask another non-Jew is going to be a problem. The Chavos Yair rejects this, and he says, no, that's in a specific case of renting poalim, of renting workers. But perhaps, he says, it should be mutter in a different context, and therefore the Chavos Yair sticks by his original guns in saying that it is mutter. So what you have here is a machlokes between the Chavos Yair and Rav Gershon Ashkenazi about whether or not asking a non-Jew to ask another non-Jew, what we'll call amira l'amira, is going to be permissible or not permissible. Now, what are some other factors that play into this? So the Chasam Sofer adds a very important caveat to our entire discussion. Says the Chasam Sofer, first of all, he quotes our machlokas. He says, "Ugedola mizeh kasa b'tshuvas Chavos Yair, lipsho demutter lomer lanachri, emor lanachri ploni, shiaso malacha mishum dehavi le'amira le'amira." Ray quotes the heter of the Chavos Yair that you and I just saw, that amira la'amira is going to be a mutter. And then he quotes Ve'agaon Gershon Dachadvarav. Then he quotes Rav Ashkenazi, who disagrees with it, quoting our Gemara in Shabbos of Lo Yomar Adam L'Chaveru Nachri Liskor Lo Poalim. Again, the exact discussion that I had just discussed with you. Hold on one second. I seem to be getting some background noise. He says, however, V'hine Adayin Ani Omer, Dahainu ba omer lanachri b'shabes atzmo lischor lo poalim mishum da amir ba atzmo is be asura mishum imtso chavetz chavet aver davar. When do we have this machlokes between Rav Ashkenazi and the Chavos Yair? Says the Chasam Sofer, that's only if I ask the non-Jew on Shabbos. So if I come Shabbos morning and ask Junior to ask Kevin to do something, that, says the Chasam Sofer, is where you and I are going to have a machlokes between the Chavos Yair and Rav Gershon Ashkenazi. Aval ha'omer kein b'chol, but what happens if I ask them to do it on Erev Shabbos? Nihi da'amir l'nachri gam b'chol aser, even though in general we paskin amir l'nachri on weekday is prohibited, right? I can't ask Junior to do something on Friday to do it on me for Shabbos. Mikol makom, says the Chasam Sofer, amira da'amira ein ray l'aser kulei hai. Says the Chasam Sofer, when it comes to Amira, then we would not prohibit it in that case. So the Chasam Sofer suggests that the argument between the Chavos Yair and Rav Ashkenazi only referred to a request that was made on Shabbos. That's where the Chavos Yair has the schiddush of its mutter, and the Rav Ashkenazi has the schiddush that it's prohibited. But if the Jew asked the non-Jew before Shabbos to ask another non-Jew to perform the malacha, then, according to the Chasam Sofer, everyone would agree that there's no problem with that request whatsoever. Everyone would agree that there's no problem with that request whatsoever. I'll just give me one second. Okay. That is the Chasam Sofer. Now, according to that, that is a whopper of a chiddush for us, right? Because the Chasam Sofer helps us in enormous ways. What am I doing when I send mail on a Friday? I'm asking, essentially, the person at the mail, right, at the post office or at the UPS store, the FedEx store, or whatever, I'm asking them to then give the package to someone else, to give it to someone else, to give it to someone else. If I bring it to them on Erev Shabbos, it's case closed. Because according to the Chasam Sofer, there's nothing to talk about. That's amira l'amira on Erev Shabbos. It's not going to be a problem whatsoever. Comes along the Rashba, and the Rashba disagrees. The Rashba prohibits sending a non-Jew, even before Shabbos, to hire a non-Jewish worker on Shabbos. Let's read the Rashba. He says, V'shesha'alta, al Yehudi she'nasan ma'os legoi, lahaschir lo po'alim livnos im muterim lav. Right, again, our exact case, not the male case, but it's a Jew who's paying a goy to then hire other non-Jewish workers to build something on Shabbos. Is that okay or not okay? Says the Rashba, nira da'aser. He says it's aser. Lefi divrei sefer hatruma, she'oser amira legoya filu be'erev Shabbos, that amira lenachri is prohibited even on erev Shabbos, lasos malacha b'Shabbos. Vehevi raya, What's the proof of the Sefer Truma? Miperak mi shehichshich lo baderech noser kiso lenachri, right? Umifarish begemara hashluchahu. Mishum de'ein adam omin al mamono ilo sharisle. Right? We saw that previously, that a person's going to be so concerned about their money that we're nervous they're going to do something wrong, and so we allowed amir lenachri in that case. But says the Sefer Truma, halav hachi, but if it's not the case where I'm going to be so concerned about my money that I might come to carry it myself, right? Again, the case over there is I'm walking on Erev Shabbos and I realize I have money in my pocket. So we allow you to give it to a non-Jew. The Gemara says, why am I allowed to give it to the non-Jew? It's my shaliach. So we answered, because ein adam omen amamono. We're afraid that no one likes to give up a good $20 bill. And so if we don't give you an out, you're going to end up carrying it on your own. So the out is we allow you to give it to the nachri, to give it to a nachri. So says the Sefer Truma, halav hachi though. But if it wasn't for that concern of ein adam omen amamono, asara filim mibod yom, then it would be prohibited even on Erev Shabbos, even on Friday. And so the Rashba over here, again, prohibits the exact opposite of the Chasam Sofer. He prohibits sending a non-Jew, even before Shabbos, to hire non-Jewish workers on Shabbos, the exact opposite of the Chasam Sofer. So we have a machlokas, really, in how to read the machlokas, right? We have a machlokas between the Chavos Yair and Rav Ashkenazi. According to the Chasam Sofer, that only applies on Shabbos, not if the arrangement is made before Shabbos. Then it's going to be mutter according to everybody. The Rashba categorically disagrees with that and says, no, even Erev Shabbos is going to be a problem. Now, what are some other factors that we can take into consideration? So the Prima Gadim introduces us to an idea which is somewhat intuitive. Says the Prima Gadim that the argument between the Chavos Yair and Rav Ashkenazi only applied in cases where the second goy is aware that the malacha is being performed on behalf of the Jew. However, if the second goy, we'll call him Kevin here, thinks that the malacha is being done on behalf of goy number one, we'll call him Junior here, then all agree, everybody's going to agree, that the benefit in that case is going to be permitted. Okay? Now, why does that make sense? That makes intuitive sense. Right? What are we concerned about? That if I ask Junior to do malacha for me, right, then I'm getting direct benefit from Junior's malacha, and he might do something extra on my behalf. But if goy number two, if Kevin doesn't even see the connection to me whatsoever, he has no clue of the connection to me. He thinks he's doing something on Junior's behalf, and therefore we're not worried that he's going to add on. We're not worried that he's going to do extra nice stuff, right? He's not even really doing it for my benefit. He's doing it for Junior's benefit here. So the Prima Gadim is going to say, in that case, where Kevin thinks he's doing it for Junior's benefit, not for Rabbi Moskowitz's benefit, there the Prima Gadim says we can be mekel. He says, Akum, shehidlik ner bishvil chaser, chavero. A Jew, a non-Jew, Kevin, lights a candle for Junior. Ube'emes, chavero l'tzoruch Yisrael kavanaso. Right? Yesh lomar lahakel. But if Junior had in mind that it was being done for Rabbi Moskowitz, then yesh lomar lahakel. Hayein Chavos Yair, de Mechulak, im Avodas HaGershuni, exactly our machlokes, Amir la Akum, kan yish lomar kule alma modim. Here everyone agrees. De ein nira kishlucho shel Yisrael. Right? He's not going to appear like the shaliach of the Yisrael. What's our concern, according to the Prima Gadim? Remember, back all the way to our first shir, that there were three potential concerns for Amir Lanachri. One of them was shlichus, that I'm making the goy my shaliach, and that by making the goy my shaliach, what are we afraid of? That if, right, that it's going to be a bizayon of Shabbos, all of these factors in. But here, says the Prima Gadim, he's not really my shaliach. Right? De nira kishlucho shiyisrael. Kevin doesn't appear to be my shaliach. What does Kevin appear to be? He appears to be Junior Shaliach. Now, unbeknownst to Kevin, it's also doing it for me, but that wasn't Kevin's primary consideration. That wasn't his primary motive. And because it wasn't his primary motive, well, says the Prima Gadim, then we can be Mekel. So everyone's going to agree in that case that it's permissible. How does that help us with the mail? That helps us enormously. because when John Doe takes the mail from mailman John X, right, who took the mail from me, John Doe doesn't know who Phil Moskowitz is, right? Is John Doe doing it for me, or is he doing it because his boss told him to do it? Well, we'll have to figure that out, but that could be a big source of Akula. Maybe if he sees Goldberg on the mail, he thinks he's doing it for Goldberg, right? So we have to figure that out, but that's definitely an additional source for the Kula, for the leniency. And lastly, we see the Shaul Tshuva's Mishnah Sachir, where he again points out that if the second non-Jew, Kevin here, thinks the Malacha is being done for the non-Jew's benefit, right, for Junior, then the Jew's going to be allowed to benefit from it, okay? He argues that the only time the Chavos Ya'ir and Rav Gershoni are arguing is in cases in where the Goy thinks he's doing it for me, right? Where Kevin thinks he's doing it on my behalf. He says here, Yatza l'din b'davar achadash, b'plugta maga'onim Chavos Ya'ir v'avodos ha-Gershoni, b'din amir la'amira, their whole machlokes of amir la'amira, does it dafka, it's only in a case, that's in a case where they have no clue that I asked Junior to do something, right? Kevin thinks he's doing it for Junior. That is where there is a machlokes. But when the non-Jew knows he's doing it for Phil Moskowitz, Hare lo adif mi'ilu asa atzmo b'shul Yisrael, then it's no different than if he does it on behalf of me, right? Then amir la amir, it doesn't help you at all. Sh'asur Yisrael lahanos mimena, because at the end of the day, I'm not allowed to benefit from something that someone did on my behalf. He says, v'im kein b'chuli alma modim da'asir, v'apluk da'azil dafka ba'ofen sh'akum havsheni, Kevin here, eini yodea klal mi'Yisrael rishon. So it's the exact inverse, right? Says the Mishnah Sachir, the only time we have a machlokes is when the non-Jew, the second non-Jew, Kevin here, doesn't know about me. But if Kevin knows about me, then it's going to be Usur Lagamri. Then you're going to have a problem. So now we have a problem. Because if the non-Jew is willingly performing the act on behalf of the Jew, then what possible considerations could we have for being Mekil here? What possible considerations could we have for being Mekil here? So he says, Nirali Lomar Lahefach, Lefiani is Daiti. He says, I'm going to argue the opposite. Deba'ofen, Sha'akum Hashem Midame Sha'osabishvili Chaveiro Anachri, when Kevin thinks he's doing it for Junior, Likhuli Alma Mutter. He says, I'm going to say the exact opposite, which is when Kevin knows he's doing it for Junior, everyone agrees it's Mutter. Mishum Dahalacha Ravecha, Da'akum Sha'osam Malacha, Tzorach Atzmo, Tzorach Acham Mutter, Israel Hanus Menu. Because if Kevin does something for Junior, I can benefit from it. There's no problem whatsoever. Vim kein hacha demidameshu tzorach akum chaveru shetziva lo. Therefore, here, when Kevin thinks he's doing it on behalf of Junior, vaday daosarach bishrilo, he's doing it for Junior. Vim kein mehichetesi asol Israel. So who makes the argument that would be prohibitive for the Jew? Vide ihu have agorim. He's doing it for himself. So he says you can view it one or two ways, right? Either you can view it as the machlokes is when, what was the first way, right? Either you can see the machlokes is dafka, where Kevin does not know the Jew, but if Kevin does know the Jew, everyone's going to say it's Usher. Or you can say, no. The machlokes is only when Kevin knows me. But if Kevin thinks he's doing it for Junior, in a case of Amir la Amira, then everyone's going to say it's Mutter. Says the Mishnah Sachir, Ach delefize yikshalanu kushes ha Rav Gershoni. Ima goy hasheni yodea shemalachil tzorach Yisrael. If Kevin knows he's doing it on my behalf, lami hei Mutter. V'chi garam ilu asa me'atzmo bishvil Yisrael, dekaimel ad aser. Right? Why should that be Mutter, he says. And he makes the following whopper chiddush. He says the following whopper chiddush. He says, "Kol hatam de asru, hecha de hagoy kivein b'melachto Yisrael kedei shelo yakel amor lo lechachila." Why did we prohibit amir legoy? Says the Mishnah Sachir that the whole reason we prohibited Amir Lagoy is that we're afraid that I'm going to do the malacha on my own. That if I come to think that Junior can turn on a light for me, I may come and turn on the light on my own. That was the entire impetus of the Isser, right? That kedei shelo yakel la'amor lo l'chadchila. Ve'akavana diyita lomar kamo deshari lehanos kim asa hagoy me'atzmo yita lomar deshari lemeimar le'gam kein lasos. And I would make the mistake and think that just as I could tell Junior to do it, I can do it on my own. And that's one of the reasons Chazal prohibited Amir L'Nachri. Says the Mishnah Sachir, that's only if it's one step removed, right? Me asking Junior to do something on my behalf. Masha'ein Kain, and this is the key, Heicha Dahaya Ayide Amira De Amira. If I don't just ask Junior to do something, but I ask Junior to ask Kevin to do something, what am I showing? I'm showing that I know this malacha's asr. It's an added point of friction between me and the actual malacha. It's an added point of separation, of blockage, between me and the actual malacha. Says the Mishnah Sachir, Chazina dehave yodeya me'isr de'amir l'nachri. I'm showing that I know about this prohibition. V'rotza li zahir bo, and I'm trying to be careful about it. And therefore I go through the extra hula hoop of not just asking Junior, but asking Junior to ask Kevin. Says the Mishnah Sachir, Shuv Eich Yesh Lacho Sheyichshol Be'amir Damir, Kevin Dehu Atzmo Mahadar Shelo L'Kasha B'Zeh. We're no longer afraid that I'm going to make a mistake of doing the malacha, since I myself have shown that I know that there's something wrong with the malacha. And so the Mishnah Sachir introduces us to a big kula, right? We've had two major kulas right now. Again, we've had a machlokas between the Chavaz Yair and Rav Gershoni about Amir la'Amira. One big kula was the Chassam Sofer, who says that only applies if it's on Shabbos. If it's Erev Shabbos, everyone's going to say it's mutter. Whopper kula number two is the Mishnah Sachir, who says, yeah, that if it's Amira la'Amira, the reason why it's permissible is because I've shown that I understand the malacha zasser, right? I put friction between me and the prohibition. And therefore, says the Mishnah Sachir, we are no longer concerned that I am going to come and do the malacha on my own, which was the entire concern in the first place. Now, where does this leave us, halacha l'maisa? Right, halacha l'maisa, coming up to April, April 15th, you're going to file your taxes. Let's say April 15th is on a Saturday. I'm making this up. I don't even know if it could happen this way, right? And Friday afternoon, you're in a state of panic. You got to get your taxes to the IRS or to your accountant before April 15th deadline. So you want to send it overnight express mail on Friday. Bottom line, Rabbi Moskowitz, am I allowed to do that or not? So first we see the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, V'da demanda kaimelan amira le'inu yehudi shvus hu afilu im omer le'inu yehudi shi omer le'inu yehudi acher la'asos malacha, right, b'Shabbos, and then he quotes the Gershoni, v'achavas yair, right, again, our machlokes, he says, v'kol shekein b'davar she'inu ela mishum shvus, v'ayim b'sefer achayim shekasim, right, he says, we have a machlokes, what do? Rabbi Moskowitz, achavas yair of Gershoni, they're arguing! That if in a time of great need, of hefsid gadol, you're going to lose a lot of money, the IRS is going to penalize me, then I'm allowed to do that. But stam, because your bubby wants to see a package or the latest drawing from your grandchildren, I don't know if that's considered a makam hefsid gadol. I don't know if that would warrant sending an express mail overnight. Now again, sending it in mail, that you're allowed to do, that explicit in the Shulchan Aruch. But here, to send it express overnight, he says, b'makom hefsid gadol, if there's a great financial loss, then you would be allowed to do it. What are some of the other approaches? So on the one hand, we have the stringent view, which is the Chelkas Yaakov. And the Chelkas Yaakov says that one is not allowed to send express delivery on Friday to be delivered on Shabbos. What is the reason for his stringency, right? The reason of his stringency is he claims that this is a clear violation of Amir al-Nachri. Now, I don't have the underlines for you there. I have them on my sheet. And so I will help you. But the question was, imutar liton moda'a b'iton nachrish mofia b'shabbos. Right? Can I put an insert into a newspaper that it's going to be printed on Friday night? So for sure, I know that malacha is going to be done on Friday night. He says here, lefi ani yazdaiti v'aday aser. Kevan demivur lehed yesham. Ubevad shelo yomar lo lasos b'yom shabbos. Right? He says, we have this explicit prohibition of amir l'nachri. Even if we predetermine the price, it's going to be usher. Vim came benido and dedan kevan shiyisrael matne beferish titzarech lios nidfas al yom hashabbos dafka. I go to the Wall Street Journal and I say I want this insert to dafka appear in the Saturday edition, which means I know for sure it's going to be printed on Friday night. V'adinan v'aday demoda nikros b'shabbos l'olam nifeses b'lal shalafanav. Everyone knows the Saturday paper is not printed on Tuesday; it's printed on Friday night. Right, all the news that's for it to print. Afshel fidas Yisrael hayachol yos kodem Shabbos. Right, I don't know. Maybe they printed Friday afternoon. He said, doesn't count. Mikomakom kaven diadinan dehad fasa kan muchenes. Since I know that that's how it's done, heve kiilu omer lo beferish. It's as if I asked the printer in the New York Times explicitly or the Wall Street Journal explicitly lahadfis b'Shabbos to print it on Shabbos. Kaven dezet tnai gamur. Everyone knows that that's what it is. To be Shabbos, Sirach Lios Nidfas, Lola Acher Shabbos, right? I don't want it after Shabbos, and I know it's not going to be done before Shabbos. I know it's going to be done on Shabbos, and therefore it's going to be a problem, says the Chelkas Yaakov. So what about our case? He says, if that's the case, Tamati, he says, I don't understand. Amashena Olam Nisharin. More people aren't careful. Litin Michtav Al Hadoar Express. Right, that people aren't careful to not send mail express. V'hakol heter l'shloach mikhtov hu mishum dekatzatz. V'einu mitzuva lo l'shloach b'Shabbos. Right, the whole reason why mail is okay is because I'm not expressly telling them it has to be done on Shabbos. Right, they're doing it adayte d'nafshe kavet. That's when they want to do it. God bless. Aval k'shem shali mechir katzuv l'shloach express. But when I pay that extra fee that I want it done express, v'hu erev Shabbos, and it's erev Shabbos, it's as if I'm telling him explicitly, l'sholcho b'Shabbos, d'ha mishalim adiv al zeh, v'zeh asu l'fi ani yazdaiti. Right? He says, I'm paying more for that. So for sure, that is going to be prohibited. And so says the Chelkas Yaakov, in our case, because it is a prohibition of Amir l'Nachri, it's going to be a real problem. It's going to be a real problem. On the other side, you have a complete heter. And that is in the Shalos Tshuvos of the Machazeh Eliyahu. Where the Machazeh Eliyahu, let me get my version with the underline, has three basic heterim. Here we go. Three basic heterim. Heter number one is that it's simply riboy shirim. In other words, the postal carrier is carrying letters anyways. I'm not asking him to do any malacha. All I'm doing is asking him to carry one extra item. This is known as riboy shirim, which is permissible to ask a non-Jew in Erev Shabbos. That's svar number one. Let's read inside. He says, "Ve'amin el de'alid le'ani yazdaiti shiluach mechtavim be'ofen kazeh heter gamarhu mikama ta'amim." He says it's completely mutter to send mail express on Friday afternoon. Chada dehavi amir la'akim laharbos b'shirim shvus de malacha Shabbos. He says, number one, you're not actually asking him to do the malacha. He's doing it anyways. He's carrying the mail anyways. All I'm asking him to do is ribui shirim. He says here, v'hu al yidei ribui shirim. D'yish tamid sad gadol sheish od mechtavim acherim avor bayit zeh. Right? There could be lots of other packages that the mailman is bringing to that house. Nimsa d'bo'osu yom Shabbos b'lav ha'chiyach nis ha'nachri mechtavim l'chatzir osu bayis. Right? Without Phil Moskowitz, he was bringing, I'm sure, the accountant was getting a lot of mail on April 15th. Moskowitz isn't the only one. Now, by the way, it's probably Moskowitz and Goldberg and Schneider and right, all the Jews. But, right? Moskowitz wasn't the only one sending him the express package. Therefore, the fact that he's delivering my tax returns, one extra package, hurak mar bebeshir hautza sho sabalav hachi. It's simply a case of riboy shirim. V'kvar isbarer de riboy shirim b'malacha shvus de Shabbos al yidei akum. Then in the case of a derabana, riboy shirim al yidei akum ein bo iser. It is not going to be a problem. He even suggests over here that even if you argue it's a deraisa, one could be mekel. So he says, kal v'chomer, when it's a derabanan, you can be mekel. So that's rationale number one, is that you're not actually doing any malacha. Rather, you're simply in the case of riboy shirim, and because it's only riboy shirim, it's not going to be a problem. Number two, right? What's heter number two? He says, amira la amira, our topic, bishiluach michtavim, have le hamira la akum, amira la amira. Right? I'm not asking the mail carrier to deliver it. I'm asking the guy at the post office to put it in some bucket, and then it arrives a day later. I don't know how it works. De'anan lo mitzuvim lehanose michtavim klum. I didn't command the delivery man to do anything. De'anan nosnim michtav le'ador. I gave it to the UPS store. Ve'heim sholchim anashim mishalahem leholich hamichtav elakasoves hanichtav she'alav bachutz. Right? They are the ones who instruct a different mailman to deliver it to the address that I had put on the package. Va'oso nachri shaliach shaladoaru velo shaliach didan. And if we're concerned about the concept of shaliach, so the mailman is not my shaliach. The mailman is the shaliach of the post office. V'yadua shecholkim b'din amira l'amira hagonim bal avodas hageshoni v'achavas yair. He says, we are intimately familiar with this machlokes between the Chavas Yair and the Rav Gershoni about whether or not Amira LaAmira is mutter or not. Uvesefer Achayim, Iter LaHakel, we saw that in the Mishnah Brura, B'makom Tzarech Gadol, V'chein Pasak Hashvus Yaakov, V'im Kein Akopanim Yesh Od Seirv Gadol Midei Azeh, V'reisim HaShakasa V'gom Minchas Yitzchak, Da-da-da-da, V'tzarech Yen Fai. So he says, on top of what I said previously, that it's only Riboy Shirim, now you have a machlokas of Amira Amira, which we said, B'makom Hefse Gadol, we're willing to be Mekel on. So now we're layering on the kulas. Number three, he says, Uve emes hachasam sofer, pasak lahakel lachachila kedas hachavas yair v'tanai shehamira la'akum hu me'erev Shabbos. Right, number three kula is the chasam sofer, which you and I had seen previously, that if it's on Erev Shabbos, it's going to be Mekel. Desfira le demitzad ikar iser amir la'akrum, dehainu masha nachri shaliach didan, iser ze leisa be'amir la'amira demile lo mimsaran l'shaliach. Right? So he says, again, he quotes the Chasam Sofer. That's point number three, or I'll call it 2b, okay? Because 2 was amir la'amira, 2b is the Chasam Sofer. Even though we left it as a machlokes, the Chasam Sofer says, if it's on Erev Shabbos, you could be Mekel. Okay? And he says over here, V'lachin sad ha'isr ba'amir la'amir hu rak machmas isr v'davar davar. The isr zeh yeshno b'Shabbos v'lo b'erev Shabbos, right? If the whole concern is davar davar, that's only on Shabbos, not on erev Shabbos. Here it's amir la'amira, there's no davar davar, you have nothing to worry about, says the Chasam Sofer. Rationale number four, or condition number four, heter number four, leniency number four, is a big chiddush. He quotes the Prima Gadim, who says that at the end of the day, the mailman does not work for me. Rather, he works for the post office. He wants my package delivered in a timely fashion, not because he exceeds or excels at customer service, but rather because he wants to keep his job. He wants to service the post office. He's not doing it on behalf of Philip Moskowitz. He's doing it on behalf of the postal service that he's going to get a paycheck from that Friday. So therefore, says the Prima Gadim, Revius haprima gadim, kasavizel lashono, habe doar de'ina. Post offices nowadays, shemimuna meis hamelech. They are government run. Litzorcho litzorach hasarim vehasocharim veholech bekvias. Right, they run like clockwork. Right, what's the rain, snow, sleet? They're going to deliver the mail no matter what. V'Yisrael gam came moser lo igeres, and little Jew me also gave them a letter. Efshar af de lo katzatz klal, even if I didn't pay them for it. V'yodeya she'efshar li'egia sham igeres elin kin yilch b'Shabbos. And I know for sure they're going to do it on Shabbos. Mikol makom lav kishluchahu. The mailman is not my shaliach. Okay? And he goes on to say, V'nira de kavanaso kachi dehu memuna mehamelech laholich komashu lo molich. The postal worker is commanded by the government to take any mail, government mail, business mail, Moskowitz mail, take whatever mail you get. That's your job. He's not taking my piece of mail, right? He's taking my piece of mail as part of this overall operation called the mail. It's the government which is instructing him, not Philip Moskowitz. And therefore, says the Machzeh Meliyahu, if you combine all of these heterim together, it's going to be allowed to send the mail on Erev Shabbos. So what we saw here today was a really interesting continuation of our discussion of Amir La'akum. We discussed a case of Amira La'amira, right? Can I ask a non-Jew to ask another non-Jew to do malacha for me on behalf? We saw there was a machlokes between the Chavas Yair and Rav Gershon Ashkenazi about whether Amira La'amira is mutter or not. We saw the Chasam Sofers that said that even if you say that there's a machlokes, when it comes to Amira La'amira on Erev Shabbos, you're going to be able to be mekel. We saw the Mishnah Sachir, who said that the whole reason for Amira La'amira, the whole concern of Amira La'nachri is that I might come to do it on my behalf. But if it's Amira La'amira, I'm showing that I recognize that it's not allowed, and therefore we have less of a concern. Halach L'mais, we saw three opinions. Number one is the Machmir opinion, the Chelkas Yaakov, who says it's Amira La'nachri, and therefore it's a problem. Number two, we saw the lenient opinion, which was the Machaz Eliyahu, who says that based on the fact that it's Riboy Shirim, based on the Chasam Sofer, based on the Prima Gadam that he's not your Shaliach, but rather he's the Shaliach of the government, it's going to be Mekel. And the third approach, which is really in the middle, is the Mishnah Brura, who says it's only allowed if it's B'makom Hefsed Gadol, if it's only in the case of a significant financial loss. So that is our discussion of Amira La'amira with a very practical case of can you send express mail on Erev Shabbos knowing definitively that it's going to get there on Shabbos and that the non-Jews are going to be working on your behalf. We saw it as a three-way machlokes. Everyone have a wonderful, wonderful day, and I look forward to learning together again after Yeshiva.